Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, New Driver's Guide to Things to Not Crash Into is a short, humorous driving education book by Len Doty Cavis. Positioned as a gag gift and light satirical guide rather than a formal manual, it uses comedy to frame basic road safety ideas for new drivers and for people who may already have a reputation for poor driving. Available as a brief paperback, the book appears to focus on the most obvious but important hazards a driver must learn to recognize and avoid, using a deliberately playful title and tone to make the lesson feel less serious. Because detailed content information is limited, the best supported reading of the book is that it combines practical caution with parody, using exaggerated humor to reinforce common sense driving awareness. Its purpose is less about teaching advanced technique and more about turning everyday driving mistakes into a memorable joke about what not to hit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, humor is a way to make basic driving caution memorable. The central appeal of this book is its comedic framing. Instead of presenting driving safety in the tone of a standard handbook, it uses a gag book structure that makes the subject feel playful and approachable. That matters because new drivers often encounter safety advice as a long list of rules, warnings, and corrections, which can be easy to ignore or forget. Humor changes the reception of the material. It lowers resistance, creates stronger recall, and makes even obvious advice feel more distinct. A title built around things to not crash into suggests a deliberately exaggerated premise, but that exaggeration serves a practical purpose. It turns ordinary caution into a clearer mental image. In that sense, the book belongs to a category where entertainment is not separate from instruction. It is the method used to keep the instruction in mind. This is what differentiates it from conventional driver education books, which usually aim for authority rather than memorability. Secondly, simple road awareness built around avoiding obvious hazards. Based on the title and available descriptions, the book seems to center on the simplest and most universal aspect of safe driving, not hitting things. That sounds obvious, but for novice drivers, awareness of the environment is one of the hardest skills to develop consistently. Avoiding crashes depends on noticing fixed objects, road boundaries, and unexpected obstacles before they become immediate dangers. A book organized around things to not crash into likely uses that plain principle as a backbone. Rather than focusing on complex maneuvers, it probably emphasizes common sense alertness and the habit of scanning ahead. The educational value here lies in simplification. By reducing driving safety to a blunt, memorable idea, the book may help beginners prioritize hazard recognition over overconfidence. This makes the concept useful even if the content is humorous. Because the joke is built on a real safety truth, many serious driving errors start with failing to see what is in front of the car. Fourthly, short format presentation that favors quick, repeatable advice. The available bibliographic data suggests a very short paperback, which fits the logic of a gag guide. A concise format is significant because it changes how the book is used. Instead of requiring sustained study, it can be read quickly and returned to as a novelty reference. For a topic like driving basics, brevity can be an advantage when the goal is not exhaustive instruction but immediate recall. Short books tend to work well when the main message is simple and repetitive: pay attention, avoid obvious hazards, and do not treat the road casually. That structure supports the book's comedic premise, since repeated jokes or visual gags often work better in a compact format than in a long instructional one. The limited length also suggests that the book is designed to be accessible to reluctant readers, especially those who would not engage with a dense driver's manual. In this way, the format reinforces the content by keeping the experience light, fast, and easy to revisit. Lastly, why the book stands out in the novelty driving genre? What makes this title distinctive is the combination of specificity and understatement. The subject is driving, but the angle is not competence or mastery. It is avoiding the things that should obviously not be hit. That very basic premise is what gives the book its comic edge and its accessibility. Many novelty books rely on general absurdity, but this one ties the joke directly to a real-world skill that every driver understands. The humor works because the risk is real, even if the delivery is playful. This gives the book a practical texture that many novelty titles lack. It can be appreciated as a joke, but it also has a clear relation to safety habits and beginner awareness. For readers looking for a light, non-serious driving gift, that combination makes it more functional than a pure prank item and less intimidating than a conventional manual. Its niche is the intersection of satire, caution, and beginner-friendly road awareness. In conclusion, this book is best suited for new drivers, nervous learners, and people who enjoy giftable humor built around everyday mistakes. It may also appeal to families or friends looking for a lighthearted way to comment on someone's driving habits without using a serious lecture. The practical benefit is limited but real. By turning basic road hazards into a joke, it can help reinforce awareness, encourage attention to surroundings, and make the idea of defensive driving easier to remember. Its intellectual value is also in its format, since it shows how parody can be used to soften instruction and increase recall. Compared with standard driver education books, it stands out because it does not try to be comprehensive or formal. Compared with ordinary joke books, it stands out because the humor is anchored in a recognizable safety topic. That makes it a small but distinct entry in the novelty book category, part satire, part reminder, and part gift item for anyone learning or pretending to learn. How Not to Crash Into Things. If you would like to support Len Dodikavis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.